The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
So, Riaz, we first became aware of him when he wrote a wonderful op-ed piece about the election and how divided we were, and it was wonderfully written. He is very different from us. You are liberal in most of your views. He happens to be gay, Muslim, Pakistani, and an immigrant.
Yes.
I get them all?
I get them all, yep.
Okay.
And a father.
And a father, yeah. Right, exactly. So very different than a lot of us in this room, and we've been talking for a while about how food brings people together, and you can understand culture better over food, because at one time, you know, look at Italians in America. They were hated. They were thought of as, you know, all kinds of lazy and whatever. And then people are like, this spaghetti is so good.
Please accept them.
You're okay. Irish, your food still sucks. It's going to be a little while longer.
It's, I mean, to me, it's like you have people who could learn so much from each other, who could actually enjoy each other's company, who work in cubicles next to each other, but can't figure out how do I start the conversation.
Okay.
So I came here to ask you to bite my culture.
I'm sorry?
Whoa. I came here to ask you to all to bite my culture.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
And what is known as a bite fight.
A bite fight.
Yes.
Nicely done. But was it a guy emailed you and talked about asking Muslims?
Yes. So a guy emailed me.
This is really interesting.
From the factory floor of in Ohio. I don't want to get him in trouble. And he said, I'm very concerned about Islam, but I know, you know, it's nothing terrible to be afraid of, but my views are off. But I don't know who to ask. And he went up to someone on the factory floor who was Muslim and asked, like, can I ask you questions? And he got written up. Now, I asked him, how did you approach him? And he was like, I was pretty angry.
Hey, so
I'm like,
there you go. I have some questions.
So the approach is everything. But to me, it's like, how do we get people to not be afraid of what they don't know is to know, to actually get to know what they think they're afraid of. And so to me, it's like, how do you begin it? You begin it with a game, and a game about food.
All right. What's the game?
So
the game and try this at home, at work, your neighborhood or whatever, and we're going to try it in the future
rules
as well with various people throughout the next
couple
of months.
So it's called Bite My Culture, and the idea is we have an assignment. The assignment today was bring what you would find at a five-year-old's birthday party.
Right.
And growing up, so something you would find. So this is ideally a conduit
from your culture.
From our culture.
From our culture, yeah. So it's an opening a door of a conversation, and the idea is like you get to try something that you never normally try, and everyone likes to eat.
Okay.
So we present it. Here's the assignment. We explain it. And then there's a score of 1 to 10, 3 categories, taste, presentation, and how far you got pushed outside your comfort
zone. Okay, and we'll keep scoring, and everybody here will keep a score.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, this was short notice, admittedly. Last night, this was all, you know, in the future, we'll have a little more time or whatever. I was thinking from my era when I was a child, and let's be honest, most of you have probably had most of the stuff that served at a five-year-old party as far as, you know, average white people from rural Ohio. It's pretty much going to be pizza right now. I mean, you've all had pizza, I'm assuming, right?
That's not white.
No, Italian.
No.
But what do you want me to go back to my...
Yes. I thought we were doing a cultural thing.
This is culture. That's what I'm saying. You have cultural ties to Egypt.
I believe you're attacking his sense of culture.
Right, exactly
right
what I'm
now.
Saying. My cultural ties, I have no cultural ties other than to rural Ohio.
So what would you eat at a five-year-old's birthday party in rural Ohio?
Okay, back in the day, it would probably be, aside from cake, if you were having food, it would be a lot of things. But one of the things back in the day, when I grew up, you'd have deviled eggs.
Why did they get the name deviled eggs? I don't understand. What is so evil about them?
I don't know.
I'm looking at them and they seem perfectly harmless. They're sitting
sometimes
there on a plate.
Sometimes they repeat. So they're maybe
actually
that's
quite
it.
Delicious. I've had
maybe
deviled eggs.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. But maybe you haven't. So I tried to do something a little bit different that was a little, you know, less known.
Thank you for not bringing pizza.
Hand it over.
Have you had deviled eggs before?
I actually have only tried it once. What is on top?
That's a little paprika.
Oh.
Okay, also,
and this is basically deviled eggs is relish, egg yolk, and mayonnaise?
I can't tell you everything that's in it.
Okay.
Mine are
special. It's a family secret.
That's right. I make pretty good deviled eggs.
That's relish in an egg?
There's a little pickle relish in there, yeah.
Who thought of that?
That's very good.
Putting relish in an egg.
Some old lady.
White people.
Mm-hmm.
This game is going horrible if all we do is just assault white people in the game.
Right. We're cool with that. I've accepted it.
He's cool. He's the man.
By the way, there's definitely mayonnaise in here because
white people
like mayonnaise.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know how I feel about the pickle in the egg, I'll be honest.
There's a little bit. I don't love the pickle in there, but it's standard.
Okay, I'm going next. This is what's known as a gulab jamun, which is essentially gulab jamun. What happened
Chris
there?
Has been looking for that for weeks out in the dating circus.
Are you still looking for something in the dating circus?
He's like, I've been looking for a gulab jamun.
He's looking for love in all the wrong places.
I'm dating.
Obviously, he's not
now.
Looking in the gulab jamun.
No, you're not.
We'll talk about that after.
Let's not talk about it later, actually. here we go. So gulab jamun. So this is actually something. It's incredibly sweet. The thing is, it's got rose water, cardamom, and honey. And this is so sweet. But the thing is, it's served in this like sugary syrup The thing is, I used to love to drink the syrup. So it's basically me drinking the equivalent of like maple syrup, like a gallon of maple syrup.
Do I need my shots for this?
I don't think. Are you a diabetic?
Mm-hmm. That's delicious.
No.
See? Well, I mean, you probably.
You can't. I'm kind of biased.
Have you had before?
Yes.
And I've never had that. That's
it's similar
really good.
To a dessert in Middle
like
Eastern culture as well.
It's deep fried. How could you do that?
It looks like he's going to throw up.
Are those deep fried, though? Or
they are deep fried.
He's spitting it out. You can't spit it out.
You can't.
No, you can't.
You don't have to.
You have to.
How could you not like that?
You have to enjoy it.
You have rage today.
He does. No, okay, so this is
I
almost...
I do like the syrup.
This is almost like a donut hole.
It is a donut hole, and then, yes.
But much softer.
Right, softer, and then it's soaked in
honey,
honey
rose water,
or whatever.
There was something in the middle I did not like.
It was just soft
that's
dough.
That's the donut.
It's probably,
soft dough.
It's probably the sweetness, Chris, honestly.
Maybe. All right, next.
Wow, that is so insulting.
Are we scoring? What are we supposed
today?
To be scoring?
We will score.
We will score.
Each one we score, right?
Yeah, one.
So we scored the...
Taste? Presentation, and then how far inside your comfort zone you went.
All right, so the deviled eggs.
I gave you a no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
taste.
You gave me a no. You didn't give me a
taste,
pen.
Taste, presentation.
And then how far outside the comfort zone. Okay.
Very far.
Right. Okay.
And is it on a 1 to...
1 to 5.
Okay, oh, 1 to 5? Okay.
Taste. 1 to 5. Okay. And then next... Okay, what's next?
Are we scoring ourselves, too?
Taste,
we're scoring
presentation.
No, you can't score
okay,
yourself.
Good
okay, taste, presentation, and outside comfort zone. Got it. Okay, next. What do we got?
Oh, me. My turn.
Okay, what did you bring?
I brought... Donuts.
And this is why I feel
okay,
like...
Okay, this is...
Yeah. See what yeah. I mean? Like, you know, you give here. A guy an assignment and he just kind of half-asses it.
He said he was
it.
Bringing plantains last
That's what
night,
he said, because last time I
okay.
checked, donuts
so
aren't in
the
Puerto
the
Rican
thing
culture.
Was this the only thing open at 5:30 when you drove in?
Yes. So here's the thing. You said something from my culture will do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will bring. So my culture is lazy. So I was like, oh my God, and I forgot to bring the plantains. And they didn't want to leave the house when I told them to I was going to bring plantains. So I was like, there's a donut shop right across the street from the studios. So
I'm writing zero on your score
zero.
Right now as you talk.
Zero.
That's
zero.
I'll have
zero.
A donut,
zero.
But
that's
I don't...
very racist of y'all.
Zero.
You said my culture's lazy. What do you mean that's racist?
My culture
you're lazy.
Is lazy. It's okay for me
no,
to
you
say
specifically.
It.
I think you're hiding behind your culture. I think you're just lazy.
Okay.
You can't bring down the entire race.
So when he brought these in this morning, I looked and I was like, I had no idea fritters were from Puerto Rico. I'm the idiot here. And then I see he has glazed donuts, and I was like, wow, they must be like really glazed donuts. I didn't know that was from there. He told me last night plantains.
I did. Mm-hmm. I know.
To be fair, when I saw you last night, you're like, I don't know if I'll bring something. It might be that the white person doesn't bring anything.
Right.
And I'm like, seriously?
Well, it's difficult.
It's dark.
Well, I feel most of you have probably experienced most white culture. But
disqualified.
I
unbelievable.
I got disqualified.
A little more time, and I'll do some some different things from...
From your culture. Right.
Which you know a little bit of it because you grew up partially in West Virginia.
When I first came to America, we lived right. in West Virginia for a year.
Interesting. By the way, anyone with deviled eggs or stuff here, we get the interns in today.
Oh, not yes, there is actually extra food.
All right. What were those categories again? Taste?
Taste, presentation, and how far outside your comfort zone.
So just three.
Just three.
Okay, and obviously, the higher the number, the more uncomfortable.
The more winner, the better.
The
winner.
No, like in the comfort zone, I'm uncomfortable at 5 and very comfortable
means like
at 1.
Something you've not tried before. So it's like, oh, wow, I've never eaten that bug. That's a 5.
Okay.
Oh, we're having bugs?
Well, you get a 5 if you did.
Okay, here we go. What do we got next?
Okay,
Calster.
Cal.
I brought two things here. Hummus and tabbouleh.
Okay.
Huh?
Are you gonna,
whoa.
Hold on. You going to call him on the way he said
talking
hummus,
on my
too.
Culture.
No, I know. But
are you
went,
really going to give me crap about pronouncing
that,
it? That's how you say it.
That's how you say it.
All right, I'm sorry. Let me make
hummus.
It more white.
Hummus. There's some hummus and tabbouleh.
Oh, my God.
Tabbouleh.
Oh,
so
I love
and
that.
And smell like
it gets
garlic.
In my teeth.
It's like in your nostrils, and like it's cleared up my sinuses.
Okay, what is it again? Teach me.
Okay.
Hummus. Hummus.
Hummus. Okay.
Hummus. It's from back here. Hummus.
Hummus.
Okay. It's basically ground up chickpeas with a little bit of sesame paste, olive oil, a little garlic, lemon, and like some paprika. That's just eat it. I'm not even gonna tell. Just eat it.
Is that pepper?
Okay. And what you're supposed to do is the pita comes with it. I tried to warm it up.
Use
still
your
not
hand. You don't
warm.
Use pork,
do
right?
not touch it.
This
one.
Is the, I was just touching the back of my hand, making sure it's warm. It wasn't as warm. So
did you,
you
use your right hand?
No, yeah. I use my left hand.
Oh, well, okay.
So don't worry about
you
it.
You know, right hand, left hand.
Yeah,
everybody knows.
And okay. you take the pita and you dip it into the hummus.
Show me how you do.
Yeah, show me.
Show me how you do. Want to see your technique?
No, just grab some of it.
I know we're trying to see. But see, he did a pinching move.
There was a pinching move.
That's why I want to know if there's a because like some like. Other cultures, you actually grab with the bread.
I will say the pinch is key, because otherwise you end up with hummus on your fingers.
You don't want too much hummus. You want to have an equal...
Where did you get this hummus?
I made this hummus.
Did you make this?
Yeah.
No.
I did.
No. No.
I did.
Uh-uh.
Last night at 10 o'clock, you made hummus.
It wasn't at 10 o'clock. You texted a little bit before that.
That's what I'm saying. It was like 3 p.m.
Okay, good. All right.
I took the assignment serious.
Thank you.
And then this is tabbouleh.
That's pretty good hummus.
Hey, don't touch my booty.
That's pretty good hummus.
And tabbouleh.
Bulgur.
Okay.
It's bulgur. You know what bulgur is? It's a grain.
Bulgur.
With some parsley, tomato, also garlic, olive oil. Try it. It's a grain. It's kind of like quinoa, but not exactly. But
did you make the tabbouleh too?
Yes.
Seriously?
Lies. Tumble.
Okay. The tabbouleh. Nicely done, sir.
Oh, what? You didn't like the hummus?
No, I like the hummus, too. I just told you the hummus was good.
I didn't hear you. I recommend
when people play this.
When it comes to my food, I am a girl.
Okay, I recommend they don't play with cow.
I cook. I take it serious. I take it very serious.
Really? I think that's awesome.
Oh, no.
That I cook?
That you cook.
Yeah.
Does your wife cook?
My wife can't cook.
How about your husband? Does he cook?
He does, and I do, too.
Is it all British food?
There's no British food. I don't know what British food is.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips, no.
He's British, isn't he?
But British food, like, they commandeered Pakistani, like, they commandeered curry.
You know why?
Because it has taste?
Exactly. Yeah. British food and Irish food, the Western and European, not so good or whatever, generally speaking. Okay, there we go. Taste, presentation, and outside your comfort zone.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have... Mm-hmm.
What is this?
Pita.
There's different kind of pitas here.
Okay, you didn't explain
that. Oh, I didn't know there was that.
Yeah. It's just, some is a little thinner, this is like a thinner pita. This is a bit of
a sucker. That's what I'm saying.
They're all pita, though. They taste the same, pretty much. One's a bit thicker, one's a little thinner.
Like paper. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a bit thinner one. Some people like that. I tried to warm it up. Mm-hmm. But,
Okay. All right, so scores. So I would say, we all agree that I think Chris probably doesn't get into the positive numbers.
He's just,
I gave him zeros all across
the board. Incomplete.
I don't have a problem with the fritters. It's just it's not really
incomplete.
It's the attitude, I'm feeling.
It's all about effort, you know?
so
he's doing really well eating everything, though. Mm-hmm. He's doing
can I combine
there.
Cultures?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Look at that. He's bringing the world together.
Okay, you're going to go with the fritter with that?
Yeah.
Wait, but then you have to put some of my syrup on.
I will. Give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, let's get a break. We'll come back with the scoring, and we'll wrap things up on The Morning Blaze.
This is The Morning Blaze with Dot Thompson.